poster. And another thing, I remember it was shams. We had pillow shams to hang over the pillows to the where the wooden top bed, you know, and it would be a sham to hang over the pillows in the daytime, you know, it'd be embroidered, you know, with maybe sometimes some sort of verses embroidered on it, you know, with a picture of a woman working and a picture of her resting or sleeping or something.
What do you put on the bed for warm? A cover that has
blanket.
Padding,
I hope.
What is the thing that's made out of patchwork?
Quilts. Quilts.
Love those. What would you call a you've already mentioned that. You said the thing that you said you used to put out on the sleeping porch.
Oh.
A makeshift sleeping place down on the floor.
Pallet?
Okay, we expect a big yield from a field because the soil is very
fertile.
The flat lowland along the stream is overflowed in spring and plowed later. What kind of land is that?
Well, that's loam.
What is low-lying grassland?
Well, swampy, low-lying grassland, pasture.
Yes, or a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, and alfalfa.
Pasture.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Swamp.
And the place where salt pea grows along the sea.
Oh, sand dunes, what do you call it? Marshes. Oh, that's right. The marshes of Glen. Oh, yes. I couldn't think of that. Marshes of Glen.
What different kinds of soil do you have in the field? I suppose it's part sand and part clay. You named it a few minutes ago, didn't you? Would you have any of that?
Loam?
Yes.
Loam?
Yes. If they're getting ready, getting water off the marshes, you say there was.
Draining?
Draining, yes. What would you call the thing that you dug? Doing something to land to get the water off and get the marshes.
You dig a ditch, drain ditches?
What is the shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream, a narrow bit of water that flows in and out?
Canal, ready?
Creek?
How about you? Oh, yeah.
Inlet. What is a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in the field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
Gully?
Okay, and yeah, same thing. If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field, that's what you call it. What do you call a small stream of water?
Branch?